This is live radio, so this could go horribly wrong because phone signals, especially on the Welsh border, are not always fantastic. But I'm about to speak to Peter, who is part of the team behind the Tour of Britain. Peter, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. We got a fairly good signal. If it goes in and out, we're going to stay with it as best as we can because I'm very excited about this. So, Peter, what is your role behind the Tour of Britain, first of all?
So I'm working the PR and marketing team, so leading up the promotion, the community engagement. I'm working with all of the teams and riders that race in the Tour of Britain.
Oh, fantastic. So how many people actually take part in the Tour of Britain?
So we started off on Sunday with 107 riders. We've lost a couple, so we've just got 100 left in the race now, and they've just set off from Aberarran on the Ceredigion coast. So where I'm stood, I'm overlooking the start area, and then if I look in the other direction, I can actually still see the TV helicopter that's above the race as it heads along the Welsh coast.
Oh, what a view you've got, I bet, as well. Incredible.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here, so lovely day.
Fantastic. So, let's get it right down to the crux of what we want to talk about, because it's coming through our neck of the woods and your hometown, sort of there or thereabouts, in Cheshire as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, what can we expect tomorrow then?
So basically tomorrow we're starting at Audley Park, which is the sort of the science and biotech campus up near Audley Edge. We're starting there at 11:30, and the race will roll out. We're going through Holmes Chapel, through Congleton, up into Wild Boar Clough, Macclesfield, Adlington, Wilmslow, Audley Edge, Chelford, Knutsford, and then finishing off over in Warrington. So race starts at 11:30. It will finish over in Warrington at about 3:15-ish. So basically this bubble will move around the Cheshire Road. It's a rolling road closure to minimise disruption, and you'll have 100 of the world's top cyclists, people like Mark Cavendish, the world champion Julian Alaphilippe. There's a couple of medalists from the Tokyo Olympics in the field, and they'll be racing on the roads of Cheshire tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. So when it comes through Cheshire, can people line some of the route, or are you advising not to group all together or whatever?
No, absolutely. So it's outdoors, so it's a free to attend event. It's outdoors, out in the fresh air. You know, we advise people, particularly if they come into the starts or the finish where the crowds are a bit bigger, to, you know, respect their fellow spectators. You know, it's all outdoors. There's plenty of space to space out, spread out. You don't need to get close to anyone. Please wear a mask if you want to, you know, but respect everyone, whether it's the competitors or the riders. Start area up in Audley Park, it's a great place to go to see the riders. You'll be able to see them all lining up. But out on the route, if you're living somewhere, you know, you're living in Holmes Chapel, I know they've done a fantastic job with the bunting, that they've been doing yarn bombing there, but you can just literally step outside your door, your school, your place of work, cheer the riders on as they come past. It's all live on ITV4 as well, so you can follow the action and go, oh, they're just coming through Holmes Chapel, that means there'll be an Asprey in sort of 25 minutes, and you know, you'll know exactly where they are. And yeah, please come out and show your support for some of the world's top cyclists.
I was going to say, because this is not just a hobby thing for these cyclists, these are elite fitness cyclists, aren't they?
Absolutely. So Mark Cavendish is racing. He equaled this summer the record for the most Tour de France stage wins. We've got Wout van Aert, who won our opening stage in Cornwall. He won a silver medal in Tokyo at the Olympics, won 3 stages of the Tour de France. The lad that's leading the race, Ethan Hayter for the Ineos Grenadiers, he's a silver medalist from the Tokyo Olympics. So these are really the world's top riders. But there's also the best of British too, and one rider to look out for, Matt Gibson, born in Warrington, grew up in Lyme, so another guy that's racing on his local roads tomorrow.
Well, this is very, very exciting. So, I know nothing about cycling and all this kind of stuff, so please forgive me for being a little bit blasé and not really know what I'm talking about. But it is related, isn't it, to the Tour de France? Now, everybody knows about the Tour
Absolutely.
De France.
Absolutely. So this is the British equivalent. The Tour de France is longer in terms of days. It's 3 weeks. We're just 8 days. And the Tour de France has been going on for a lot longer. But, yeah, there are tours of Italy, Spain, Germany, all the major nations. And this is the British equivalent. There are riders and teams that your listeners would have seen racing in the Tour de France this summer.
Oh, fantastic. So did you do this last year, or because of the COVID thing, it didn't happen?
No, so last year, this route should have taken place last year. So the Tour of Britain's been happening annually since 2004. We came through a bit of Cheshire in 2019 when we had a stage from Altrincham finishing in Manchester City Centre. And back in 2016, we had a fabulous stage that started in Congleton, finished in Chatham Park. And I have to say, the crowds in Chester are amazing. You know, it's a great area. Loads of your listeners will be cyclists. It's a really popular area for cycling, so we always get fantastic support in Cheshire. But yeah, no race last year due to COVID, but you know, we're back, and you know, the crowds have been great. Everyone's showing their respect and, you know, out enjoying the race in the fresh air.
Where can people follow it in real time if they're at work or busy doing stuff? What can people do?
So there's two ways. You can head to our website, which is tourofbritain.co.uk, and there's a live blog on there. You'll also find a map, really detailed stage map and timing. So if you live somewhere along the route, you'll be able to work out what time they come through Wilmslow or Audley Edge or wherever. Also, it's live on ITV4, so if you've got access to a TV or the ITV hub and you can have it on in the background, you can watch the whole stage from start to finish live on TV. It also goes out around the world, so it's shown in around 150 countries around the world, so not just on ITV4 as we come through Cheshire, it's been broadcast everywhere.
Are you going to come back to Cheshire for next year's as well?
We don't know yet about next year, but we certainly hope to come back in the future. As I say, we get great support in Cheshire. You know, there's lots of cyclists, lots of the top cyclists live there. You know, British Cycling are obviously based in Manchester, so the northwest in Cheshire is a great area for cycling. You've got the plain, but you've also got the peaks as well. So it's a fantastic location, and I'm sure we'll be back.
Fantastic, Peter. I'll let you go. I know you're very busy, and enjoy the time, and just enjoy tomorrow in your home county as well, mate. Thank you.
We will do. We'll see you all at the roadside.